Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, dear heart, welcome.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. Listen, I meant to ask you last week, and we didn't have a chance, how are the plates going? I read about you in the Irish Independent. There's Chef Maguire, Nevin. Chef Nevin Maguire, sell dishes for charity. You have an awful lot of plates.
Yeah, Marty, it's a lifetime collection. You know the restaurant's open 35 years.
I know.
And how do I say it? We have a room with all these beautiful plates, and they've been lying there. And I said, will I sell them?
Because you don't need them for the
beautiful. We keep adding. And there's some beautiful plates from France, from Rack, which is made in the United Arabs. There's German plates, there's French, there's Billy Crockett. They're gorgeous plates. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sell them. And it was a wee bit kind of in two minds, but I'm going to give every single penny towards St. Vincent de Paul, the local St. Vincent de Paul. We were inundated, truthfully. I put it up about 2 weeks ago. We had over 200 emails. Oh, I swear to God, Marty. And I want to thank Carmel, who's my head chef, and Jeremy Sue's chef, so the second chef. They put all the work into it. I could say, okay, I'm not going to sell it now. I could change my mind, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. But you love these.
So people are so generous.
But you love these.
But I want people to have happiness with the place, because they give me and my customers, and they've great memories and great stories.
Sure.
And for a good cause. And people have been really generous. Like, there was one company rang up, they bought plates, and they made up their bill to €1,000. That's extremely generous. It doesn't go to us, it goes to St. Vincent de Paul.
I know.
We hope to raise about 7,000 if we can.
Because you were saying in the paper in the paper the other day that none of the plates were cheap. This is real cabin speak now.
Well, hold on.
Some of them even cost €50 or €60 each.
Yeah, yeah.
By God,
well, they're all handmade.
I noticed that when you were talking about that, you want to sell them like in batches, like because it'd be easier to shift out.
Well,
the
it just will be. And Marty, some of the plates, like, see that when you said 50, 60, like, they won't be going for that. I'll do them for 20.
Oh, no, I know that.
But
that's the value.
Yeah, they are. And they're gorgeous. And people will just have a lovely little piece. I had a lovely nursing home from Galway said we'd love a piece of Nevin in our. So we're going to send them a couple of wee plates.
That's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
I did, however, notice.
Go on.
That you're not posting them out. That they have to come and collect them.
That'll be a nightmare.
That's very.
And that's going to be a cost.
That
and
I mean, would be a huge cost.
Yeah, it would. And you know what? We had our first, was it about a week ago, Marty? When we launched it, our first person, a lady called, and she got over €300 worth of plates.
Oh, for God's sake.
For herself, yeah?
Oh, no, that's
yeah?
lovely.
And what she did, what to do, to go on to the St. Vincent, go to our website, go on to St. Vincent de Paul, pay it. When we see the receipt, then we'll organise the collection.
Lovely.
That's
idea.
The way it's done. It's simple. It's clean.
Very good. Well, hats off.
So thank you, Terfan. People are really generous.
So having discussed plates,
we move on to food.
Are you now, launching your own set of plates now? Is that with a big N on the bottom of them?
Jeez, that's not a bad idea, Marty. Yeah. Thanks.
Do you know what I would help you with?
Have you a pen, please?
I think you're clearing out the stock so you can have room for the new ones.
Don't tell me accountant that or Imelda.
If I see ends on the bottom of plates, but I'm up with you, I'll know everything.
You will.
Anyway, tell me about your lunches. What have you got?
So we're going to do quick, easy lunches and two, like, a lovely wrap and a sandwich.
Oh.
So the first one is tandoori chicken wraps, and the other one is the ultimate tuna mayonnaise. We were talking about the tuna, you know, for the
right.
was last week. So we'll go through that in a moment.
Yeah.
So skinless chicken fillets. Tortilla wraps, baby gem, a little bit of cucumber kind of cut into little strips, and then some red onion. Now the marinade, which is really interesting, a lovely thick Greek yogurt, which is really good. Or you could use an Irish natural yogurt like Killowen Farm based in Kilkenny.
They're brilliant. For this?
Either is fine.
Okay.
I've done it with the natural yogurt, and I really like Killowen Farm. They're really good people in Wexford, and they're excellent. So you could, like, if you're going to get an Irish Greek yogurt, it's called Greek style yogurt, because obviously the authentic one has to be from Greece. Clove of garlic crushed, a little bit of some root ginger grated, and then what we do is put in some spices. So half a teaspoon full of cumin, some garam masala, which is kind of like a curry powder, and then some chili powder and a good pinch of turmeric. So this is going to give lovely flavour. So you mix that all together, your marinade. This can be done ahead, and it'll keep for a week in your fridge, and then you pop in your chicken. But it can be done with turkey, it could be even done with salmon. You know, you could just mix it up a little bit.
Just to say that, for, you know, because the website has all the recipes, it's like a quarter teaspoon of cumin or a half or, you know, but the actual measures are available.
Exactly.
You see them
and Marty, that's a really good tip you said.
Put the wrong thing
absolutely. Imagine putting a tablespoon of chilli powder.
This is what I'm
I'll tell you, you'd be on fire. But a good thing about spices, and you just reminded me, buy little and buy often. Don't be buying big. Like for us in the restaurant, we buy 500 grams a kilo. At home, I buy the small little ones. So I do.
Okay.
So mix that all together. Marinate your chicken. If you can marinate your chicken for overnight in the fridge or 2 days, is absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Take it out of the marinade, that's the yogurt, and kind of like scrape it off a little bit and then preheat your grill. And then you're going to literally grill or barbecue your chicken. Probably grill is fine, or you can bake it off in the oven.
Lovely.
That's going to give, I'll tell you what the yogurt's going to do. There's an enzyme in it's going to create lovely, moist, succulent chicken, which is what we want. And the spices are going to go into that, which is beautiful. So it is. You could do this with chicken thighs, but chicken breast might be easier just to slice it up. So you're going to cook that, your marinated chicken. You can cut into strips if you want to for about 4 to 5 minutes if they're into strips. If you're going to do the full breast, about 10 12 minutes either side until it's cooked through. When it's done, you're going to slice your chicken nice and thinly. You get your lovely wrap, okay? What I sometimes do with a tortilla wrap, I pop it into the toaster, I fold it into quarter, pop it in for 30 seconds just to warm it up and freshen it up. Or you can pop it into the oven or into the microwave, whatever. But
I find with the wrap is the food always falls out of it.
Well,
I always make a mess of it.
Interesting you say that. Okay, so we build, and what's building? You get your wrap, you get your sliced chicken. We go through the recipe of your baby gem and that. A little bit extra mayonnaise if you wanted to, or what I really like sometimes, and this is a little bit of pesto, you can jazz it up. Cucumber, and then a little bit of red onion. We were talking about red onion last week, slice that. And you fold the outer leaves, sorry, the outer edges of the wrap, and then you wrap it. So that's going to tuck everything in and stop it from emptying all out. Can happen to everyone.
Yeah, well,
don't be so hard on yourself.
Mine is unwrapped.
Oh, unwrapped. You're doing an unwrapped wrap.
Yeah, but not in purpose.
How cool are you?
Yeah, it's a mistake. They just open up. I don't know what it is. The same.
And, I sometimes find if you get the wrap and you put it onto tin foil, it'll kind of help it and kind of secure it and just make it much easier.
That's very good idea.
So you fold either side, Marty. You're watching out the paper, okay?
I'm
either
out
side.
The paper now.
And then you go like
if
this.
Only be the camera.
And then you roll it like that.
Actually,
and that's your wrap.
Perfect.
Like
I could
spring roll.
Out of that paper. Leave that paper. When we're doing a wrap, I'll bring it home. Any chance of talking about the tuna? No.
We'll do. There'll be enough time.
We have enough tuna. We've got through so much of it last week. Anyway.
So this is going to serve too. We're doing this.
No plates, of course.
We're eating the paper.
You're ahead of plates.
Oh, by the way, for anyone listening, if you're coming to McNean House, everything is served in crockery, not paper plates. We have brand new ones. God, I'm just saying. I'm only joking. Money up in the crack. You're so So, Marty, tuna mayonnaise. It's a classic. Kids love it. They always talk about kids, but so do adults. And we're going to do this like on a bagel, but you can do this in a lovely floury roll. Do you know where I was recently, Marty? I was down in Walsh's Bakery and they do the beautiful blah in Waterford.
Oh, down in Waterford.
Fantastic. Walsh's, great family tradition. Have been baking for over 100 years and just I was really impressed. But this would work delicious.
But you're not allowed to make a blah in Cavan,
you're not. We call it blah, blah, blah. I know. Only Waterford.
Coming up,
you're
out.
Right. They have the PGI. It's the Protected Geographical Indication. So clever of them, but beautiful.
Yeah.
So you could use that. So let this recipe is really quick. So mayonnaise in a bowl. Chopped spring onions give texture. Capers, this is interesting because not every child will like capers.
No.
Okay. What I would think for kids is a little can of sweet corn that's already cooked. Strain it, put that in there. Okay. Again, we're using Dijon mustard. I seem to have used it over the last couple of weeks, a lot of Dijon mustard. Well, I really like it.
Yeah.
I really like it. And then we have horseradish cream. Now, that's optional for kids too, but that will give a lovely bit of a kick. He's going, I'm sure.
No, but again, you're right. You put your finger on the problem.
Yeah.
A little person may not be inclined with either of those.
And what I would do, I would definitely do the mayonnaise, spring onion, a tiny little bit of mustard, pardon me, a little bit of lemon juice, and then in goes your tuna, which we spoke about last week, Shine's tuna. Mix that all together. You can toast your bread or a lovely floury wrap, put in your lovely tuna mayonnaise, and then you can keep that in the fridge and you can just have that in a wrap, because now you're an expert at wrapping, aren't you?
Oh, no, I have it. I have yours to learn from. That's a lovely thing. I like that.
And just serve it. And I think it's just something really quick, because your tuna, just to remember, it's the Shine's tuna we mentioned last week, in a little jar in oil. You can keep the oil separate. You can drizzle it over if you want to, but it's just a lovely product. It's a really, really gorgeous product.
And again, you're talking about goodness and all these things.
It's good and it's quick
to make that point too, because it is easy, and I'm as much a culprit as anybody. It's very easy to get a fizzy drink and a bag of chips or something.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas this is healthy and good for you.
Talking about healthy, Marty, thank you for that. You could use a home meal kind of floury roll, which you're getting roughage into your diet, which would be lovely too.
That could be a step too far, but I do take the point. No, but as I say, now that you're in peak manly condition.
Not stopped.
So I can see where you're going with this. This is fantastic. The tandoori chicken wrap is a lovely idea.
Isn't it? The spices and all that is really, really tasty. Really lovely.
That's lovely. Just a reminder again, of course, all these recipes available, RTE Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning. And I'm serious, you know, like it could be about the yoghurt or it could be about the cumin or the chilli powder.
Yeah.
The amounts are there.
Exactly.
And it's important to just make that point because you could destroy yourself and your weekend.
Well said.
In fairness, you should be very careful. Anyway, chicken. Every time we talk about chicken, I always think of the same tune and I love it. Ain't no one here with us chickens. I just think it's a great song.
Brilliant.
And we'll play it.
Yeah, I love it.
And not we'll do it. Nevin, safe home.
See you next week.
And love to your family.
Thank you.
Keep the faith and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thanks, Martin.
Take care.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking.